Happy New Year. Happy 2024.
Hella long hiatus.
Has it been?
A month.
Oh, wow. Hi, we're back.
We decided to break for the holidays.
Yes, we did.
Because holidays can be stressful.
Yes,
actually, they weren't that stressful this year, though. It was actually quite relaxed.
Yeah.
On my end, other than the cleaning.
Yeah, it was pretty chill.
Yeah.
Other than the cooking and cleaning.
Those are standard run-of-the-mill things.
Right. And my extravagant present wrapping that takes me so long and they're so pretty. And then everybody opens them in like 7 seconds.
And I throw everyone's things in bags and boxes because I can't wrap to save my life. Well, wrap presents.
Right.
I actually, on the side, am a professional rapper. I sing NWA the best.
Yeah.
I do.
That's right.
I do.
You do.
My mom will raise me right.
Or you do that thing in the, is it the Scrubs song, TLC?
Oh, I can do that too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And there's a couple of M&Ms that you got. You got real good.
Yeah.
Not peanut M&Ms, but Marshall Mathers M&Ms.
Right. Yeah. And I have a Kesha song that I know how to do. It's like a Kesha remix with a bunch of rappers. And I know how to do, some Nicki Minaj and some Cardi B and some Migos.
All right. So you are a professional rapper on the side.
On the side.
Just not a present rapper. Which not is a where present we were rapper. At.
Yeah.
You should probably circle back.
Right. All right. You ready to hear my... Today's a weird fact. Not disturbing. Weird.
Okay, I like weird.
Odd.
Odd. An oddity of weirdness.
An oddity of weirdness.
All right.
In Switzerland, you can't own just one guinea pig.
Okay.
It's against the law.
Can you own no guinea pigs?
You could own no guinea pigs or more than one.
Well, that kind of makes sense. It's weird that it's an actual law.
It's considered animal abuse to only own one.
Aw, because they want to have somebody to hang out with.
Yeah, because they're so social, I guess.
Aw, yes, they're so
cute. I don't know.
Cute.
I don't do guinea pigs.
I had a guinea pig, but I only had one. But she was a rescue. So.
So you committed animal abuse?
Apparently. It's weird that it's a law.
Yeah.
But it's kind of cool.
It is. It's a cool law.
How do they enforce it?
I don't know.
Does somebody have to turn you in?
I don't know.
Oh, Marie only has one guinea pig. Call the authorities.
Right? They're like, oh, you only adopted one? We're going to do a house check to make sure you have a second.
Right. And then what's the punishment?
Right. What if one dies and you immediately have to go get another?
Oh, that's sad.
Or what's you go the punishment? To jail? It's just animal cruelty.
Yeah,
whatever you get charged with animal cruelty, whatever the charge is. I don't know. You know, they have like very...
progressive human rights and animal rights and environmental.
I was going to say they focus more on lesser recidivism rates in Switzerland than like in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
How basically our prisoners here are conditioned to go back
mm-hmm.
if they get released.
Right. They're not rehabilitated.
Yes. They have just lesser rehabilitation housed. Here than they do there.
Yes.
Yeah. They have like. Fucking, they can go outside, do whatever the fuck they want in prison there. Basically, like, living their own lives.
All right.
With, like, obviously constant supervision.
Right.
But minus the privacy aspect, it seems like prisoners there have a good life.
Well, that's cool.
But still, I recommend if you live in Switzerland, get more than one guinea pig.
Okay. Noted.
You know, avoid the risk of getting charged with animal cruelty.
I kind of like that, though. Not getting charged with animal cruelty, but...
I kind of love getting charged with animal cruelty.
No,
that sounds cool.
You know I love my animals more than anything else. Sorry.
It's cool. Same. My little Ting Ting. My newest little boy.
Yeah. He's not new.
He's not new at all.
He's just new to Daphne.
He's the newest one.
Yeah. And he all of a sudden is... He's everyone's clinginess lately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I call him Ting Ting. It's not his real name, just a nickname.
Right.
Of Ting Ting.
Of Ting Ting.
It's just a nickname of Ting Tings. All right, you want to get into this?
Yeah, I think we should. So this is, I don't know what we're going to call it, and hopefully it's probably maybe going to be a series.
Okay, so something I've noticed a lot recently is my mom's funny verbiage. So if you're listening to this, you should absolutely comment on our Instagram some of the funniest shit you think my mom says. Because she's so funny. She says, probably, maybe. It's like, no, it's not probably if it's maybe. Or what did you say the other day? You said definitely, probably. It was like, no, that doesn't work. That's like, I hate when people say same difference.
Yeah.
That one ticks me off. Like, no fucking other, same difference. No, if it's the same, it's not different. And if it's different, it's not the same. How is it the same difference?
So if it's definite, then it's not maybe. That's your point.
Yeah. Well, okay. I guess same difference could be like, if we're talking like math things, like the same difference between these two things, it's like from going from 0 to 6 is 6, right? Or from 6 to 12 is 6. That's the same difference. But if it's like, if we're comparing apples to oranges, same difference. No, it's not the same fucking difference.
All right. That was a rant tangent.
Yeah.
A rant.
And rant. Thanks for coming to my Daphne talk. There's no Ted here, so.
No, we had to let Ted go. He was too expensive.
I had to let him go. Yeah, he's way too expensive. And he kept saying probably, definitely, maybe.
Shit, so I'm on the chopping block.
You're on the chopping block next. Crap. If you start introducing same difference, we're going to have an issue. We'll have to discuss your pay.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I could negotiate for less than nothing. Okay. crap. Okay.
I'm ready.
So this might be a series about weird shit in the United States.
What do you mean it might be? You said it's a series.
Well, I know, but it depends on if it turns into serialism or if this is a one and done. We'll see how it shakes out.
Okay.
Okay. It might.
probably
not be.
Let's roll.
It might probably not be.
Okay,
let's roll. Diving into that. Okay, so what I did was I looked at the 50 states of the United States of America, and I probably should look at Puerto Rico.
The Republic.
For which it stands. I probably should look at Puerto Rico because it's a territory, and Guam because also a territory.
In the U.S. Virgin Islands.
In the U.S. Virgin Islands. But I did the United States, and not just the continental United States. I also included Alaska. I included Alaska and Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Yes. And what I did was look up like the weirdest shit from every single state. And then I made a list of the weirdest shit from every single state. And so that's what's going to happen.
Okay. Word.
I hate it when Daphne says word.
What you got today?
All right. So today, the first one is the Gateway to Hell in Tagus, North Dakota. And I always want to say Targus, and there's no fucking R in it.
Targus.
And it's literally...
like Fargus.
Tagus. Like, pronounced Tagus. So anyway, if I fuck up, just know that it's actually Tagus.
Okay.
Got me?
Got you.
All right.
Tagus, North Dakota.
Yes. Was founded in 1900, and it's about 40 miles west of Minot, North Dakota, just off Highway 2, if you're familiar with Minot, which I'm not. But I think I have some friends from Minot. But anyway, Deneen. I think Deneen's from Minot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
All right. Tagus was a railroad settlement town on the Great Northern Railway's transcontinental route. So it was, you know, it was a rail stop. Right. It was a settlement that was developed around
the railroad
tracks. Around a stop. Yeah, there's a stop here. People are like, oh, let's get off and build a town.
Word.
So, yeah, there you go.
Sorry, word is the word recently.
It's so great. I love it. It was incorporated in 1908, and it reached its highest population in 1940 with a whopping 140 residents.
Woo!
Yeah,
it was big town.
Metropolis, booming metropolis. Tagus was originally named Wallace, but it was renamed Tagus to avoid confusion with Wallace, Idaho, which I feel like if you say Wallace, North Dakota, people aren't going to get confused with Wallace, Idaho. But I guess whatever.
Well, that's like, what is it? There's a Miami in like Ohio or Oklahoma.
Right.
But it's like when you think of Miami, you think of Florida.
Right. And when I think of Wallace, I don't think of North Dakota or Idaho because I'd never heard of either one.
Right.
But I think if you just identify the state, you're probably good on the name confusion.
Yeah.
But that being said, they just went ahead and renamed it because they were seriously concerned about name confusion.
So is there another Tagus then somewhere else?
Fuck if I know. It's weird if there is, but probably, maybe. There might be.
Probably,
I can't help it. It just happens. And then as soon as I say it, Daphne gives me these eyeballs and I get scared.
And I get scared.
By 1970, the population was just 14 people, and the town was all but abandoned when the last remaining business closed its doors in 1976. Now, Tagus has just a handful of residents and lots of vacant structures. In 2001, sorry, I was waiting for you to chime in.
Well, I was thinking, like, how many is a handful of residents?
It didn't say. But I mean, if it...
So less than 140.
Well, if there was 14 people in 1970, there's... I don't know. I don't want to guess, but
so I'm, there's no families there?
I don't know.
Maybe like one family?
Right. There's six of them. I don't know. It didn't say what the current population was. I suppose we could look up it on the census if you would like to pause it real quick and we could do a census Tagus, North Dakota. So what we've learned is that apparently it wasn't even enough people to count the census for 2022, which was the last census that was a complete census.
If you search the town on the census website, on the government website for the census, it doesn't even show up.
Right. So there's very small amount of people.
Yeah. Like no one.
Right. So there you go. There's no head count.
It's not even big enough to show up on the census.
Right.
So
that might be kind of a cool place to live, except for you'd have to go really far to shop. And then everybody would obviously know your business since there's only three of you.
Right. That's a real small town.
Right. In 2001, the last operating church was destroyed by fire, which the locals attribute.
What the fuck? Attribute it. I'm like, wait, what is the weird word? The real word.
Attribute.
To vandalism.
They attribute it to vandalism. What even is attribute? I don't fucking know. Okay, they attribute it to vandalism.
Oh my God, now we're laughing, which is the worst.
They attribute it to vandalism. And what were you talking about? Because I totally went all out the window the second you said attribute.
Oh my God, maybe I'm not worthy of words today.
That the last operating church was destroyed in 2001
from vandalism. Attributed.
Yes, it was attributed to vandalism. That's a word. There is a report, however, that says the fire was electrical, but the residents of Tagus are adamant that it was vandalism, the four of them.
They said these kids from 100 miles away came and destroyed everything.
Or 40 miles from Minot. And maybe there's something in between now. I don't know.
Is Minot big?
No. Again, census, but let's not. Right. Let's don't do that. The spot where the St. Olaf Lutheran Church had stood or stood since. Sorry, had stood. I didn't even put that.
What?
It standed.
What did you say? I heard stood since.
I said had stood, but I didn't mean to, and it's not even in my little notes. Anyway, where the church stood since 1908 is now commemorated. It's commemorated.
Words are hard today, are they?
Huh?
I said words are hard today, are they?
Oh my gosh, I guess. Commemorated with a stone marker.
Not caramelized?
No, not caramelized. The town is rumored to be home to one of the many gateways to hell that are a creepy fascination around the world. Because if you look up gateway to hell, there's like a lot of them. Apparently, there's a lot of ways to get to hell.
There's a lot of ways to get to hell. That's very true.
That is so true. Because of the many stories attached to the town, they are a target for vandals and ghost hunters, which is why they think that the church got burned down by vandals. Because of the rumors, right?
Right.
In the 1980s, on Halloween, the town was set to be descended on by 300 teenage partygoers who would most definitely wreak havoc and have trashed more of the abandoned structures in the town. But somehow, the Montreal County Sheriff was somehow thankfully tipped off and put it to a stop before it even started.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because that seems bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of kids.
A lot of kids to be descending on a tiny... It's even more than their max population ever even was.
Right.
Yeah. Twice. More than twice.
All these new kids just moved to town.
Right. Upon arriving in Tagus, in order to locate the gateway to hell, in case you're curious, because that's what we're here to discuss.
The gateway to hell
in Tagus. The gateway to hell and how to find it.
And the lack of population, because they all probably descended into the gateways of hell.
Probably.
They're all probably like, what's this? What's this gate go to?
Right? Where's this gate lead?
Ooh, Brent, my bad. This is just a random gate in the middle of a field.
Where does it go?
Oh, all right.
I mean, I can see to the other side, but what happens if I open it?
You go straight to hell, I guess.
So do you think it's like a pit?
You fall into it?
Well, listen, and I'll tell you.
Okay.
Let me get there.
Okay.
The people have experienced this.
Well,
you know, you go and find the spot where the St. Olaf Lutheran Church burned in 2001. And because there's a plaque there, you could find it easily, right? And according to the legend, the church was home to a group of devil worshipers who apparently performed their rituals in the church in the 1980s and 1990s. So Satanic Panic era.
Yeah.
Right? So who knows what they were actually doing.
Those damn kids playing Dungeons and Dragons in the church.
Exactly.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons?
I think that's what I said, yes. Dungeons.
But anyway, so, you know, Satanic Panic. So who knows what people were doing, but they were accused of
witchcraft.
It's devil worship.
Devil worship!
They did your standard, you know, according to the rumors, there's your standard satanic rituals like human sacrifice, bestiality, cannibalism, infants on skewers, which I don't really know what that is. I mean, I could picture it, but why would you put an infant on a skewer?
Why are you wanting to picture this?
Well, because I'm like, I think of a skewer of like hot dogs or like marshmallows or like shish kebabs. So I don't know what the purpose of skewering a baby is. But anyway. And also the slaughter of white kittens. And maybe there's more, but I don't know.
White kittens as opposed to black cats?
White. Slaughtering them.
That's really sad.
It might not be true.
Yeah, but I don't like the slaughter of animals.
So I feel like maybe all
to be fair, I also don't like the slaughter of humans or children.
or skewering of infants.
But I just have a special spot in my heart for white cats.
Yes, Daphne does.
I do. All my cats are white.
Except for the black one.
Yeah, she doesn't count.
Okay.
She's not my cat.
That's nice of you.
I just found her one day at a shelter and she pretended to be sweet. And then I brought her home and then that was the day I fucked up.
She's fine. She's great. When we see her twice a week.
Right.
But anyway, there are claims that there was an upside down cross painted on the outside of the church. And inside was a spiral staircase that went down into the earth. Thus, the stairway to hell, the gateway to hell. Right?
Okay.
There was a stairway that then took you to the gateway.
Okay, so this stairway.
A spiral staircase that descended into the earth.
Once you descended into it, like, is there, like, a last step and then you're in hell? Or does it, like, fall to a pit?
I don't know. There's no
human experiences of this?
There's no human experiences other than the rumors. Isn't that weird?
Other than when they went to hell?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what happened to them. That's why they can't recount the things. It's like their friends saw them and then they never saw them again.
Right. People went to go look for it and then they never turned up again. And they're like, oh, crap. They went in that gateway to hell down those stairs right there.
Down those stairs. We don't know if they fell into a pit.
We don't
know. If there
was
an elevator.
Right. If there was a bouncy house.
Like an escalator.
You drop down.
You're just bouncing from one level to the next.
A thing of hot lava.
Right.
No one really knows.
Going through Dante's Inferno.
No one knows. So nowadays, the staircase has been filled in and the ground plowed and graded over. So it's hard to see where it actually was. But according to the legend, if you stand on the spot or near the spot where it was, you can hear the screams of the tortured occupants that have been condemned to hell. The legend also talks about hellhounds that lie in wait and appear out of nowhere, snarling, snapping, growling, and threatening to tear your heart right out of your chest.
Oh, shit.
As hellhounds do.
That's kind of like the urban legend one you did that day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm wondering, do the hellhounds talk? Because how would you know that they'd be threatening to tear your heart out of your chest?
Maybe you're like haunted by them and you can hear their voice in your head.
Ooh, that's,
but out loud, it's like snarling.
That's extra creepy than a talking hellhound.
If you can like hear their voice in your head and then they're just like snarling at you in real life.
Yeah.
Like what you could actually hear, but you hear their voice in your head.
Yeah, that's more weird and scary. Anyway.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know why I said that. I think it's because I went to go see Harry Potter last night at the symphony.
Daphne's fancy.
It was so much fun. It was so great. But then it was the Chamber of Secrets. And so, you know, that's when it's like discovered that he's a parcel tongue, and it doesn't sound, he thinks he's just speaking to the snakes, but it sounds like bad when he's actually saying it. But in his head, it sounds like he's just speaking to them. But whatever's coming out of his mouth is different than actual human words. It's parcel tongue. It's snake.
Right.
It's slithering.
Slithering. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
It's like how my head works also. I think things in my head and then the words come out differently.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I do that a lot too. Just combine words.
Right.
But where you got a tribulating? I don't know.
A tribulated. Let's get it straight.
Oh, tribulated.
Yeah. No fucking clue. Because it's not what I wrote. I don't know that
word. Well, I was thinking like, but you didn't have like related anywhere in there.
Nope.
So it's not like it was like the next word attributed, related to. It was just fucking came out of your mouth.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. We may proceed about down the bouncy houses and listening to the hellhounds.
Okay. The abandoned houses are also supposed to be haunted. And this.
I'm sorry. What if it's a slide?
But it has to be a hot slide. Like when you go down, you wouldn't go on a
cold slide down the hill. Well, even
just a regular tepid temperature slide. Like. It has to be a hot slide. And like if you're sliding down it, like your clothes burn off of you and then your skin starts sticking. I don't know what's happening in my brain right now.
Thanks, Dad.
And all of a sudden you're just toast.
Yeah.
Literally. Charred sourdough toast.
Ew, gross.
Yeah. Okay. I love sourdough toast, but I'm thinking of it like,
never mind. I'm going to stop.
Like ooey gooey skin.
Yeah. I'm going to stop.
On a hot slide.
Yeah. And like a skeleton head, like a skull with just eyes and... But okay, I'm gonna
Except for their eyes would also melt.
Well, not if they're not directly touching the slide.
Unless they went down face first.
So basically, their eyelashes would just be charred off.
So like getting too close to the grill when you're lighting it, and you singe your eyebrows. Oh and your my eyelashes. God!
I'll never forget one time my dad singed off my fucking eyebrows.
My cousin, his mustache that he was trying to grow.
Shit.
That was awesome.
I don't think he's had any facial hair since.
Or head hair.
Yeah, or head hair.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay, continuing.
Okay, so I don't know where I was, but something about the houses, the abandoned houses, yeah. Are also supposed to be haunted. Said,
slide!
Slide! And the sounds of weeping, babies crying, and moaning can be heard by those who believe in the hauntings.
So if you don't believe, you're not hearing it?
Mm-hmm. Well, because if you don't believe, your mind's not open to it, and you're not going to hear it. You have to be open to it.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, like when you're a little kid and you're not, your mind hasn't been warped yet. And so like your imaginary friend probably is a freaking ghost.
Right. Yeah. Oh, did we record after the Stanley?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. We went and stayed at the Stanley for my birthday, for my 25th quarter of a century birthday. And my friends saw a ghost in our room.
Yeah.
The haberdasher.
The haberdasher suite. And my friend that she and I stayed in a room together and she's not a believer, but it's because she's scared. She doesn't want to believe. And we were on the children's floor where they say like the children run around and like do shit. And she dreamt, air quoting here, dreamt that she was being tickled by little kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like.
My friend, she fucking turned on her flashlight. And I was like, Stephanie, go to fucking sleep. I was like, what are you doing? She's like, you don't need anything? I was like, no, I don't need anything. And then when we talked about it in the morning, she's like, I saw someone's arm like feeling around the room, like looking for things. And then I was like, wasn't Star or I?
Yeah.
And you had Lindsay next to you in bed and right. Lindsay was snoring. So
Probably not Lindsay. I'm sure Lindsay will be happy that you've announced that she snores on public.
It's like podcast. It's like an angel snoring.
Aw, that's so sweet. Lindsay snores like an angel.
Yes, she does.
A sweet baby angel.
A sweet baby angel.
Yes. There's also said to be a glowing tombstone and also a phantom train that runs through the town on the old train tracks.
Ooh, phantom train?
Yeah, that's it.
That's weird.
That's the end of it.
A phantom train.
A phantom train. And there was no more details about the phantom train.
What do you think it's carrying?
People going to stop at Wallace/Tagus, and then they realize they're not in Idaho, so they have to get back on the train and keep going.
I was thinking that they might be carrying new sets of stairs.
Or a slide.
It might be hauling slides.
Yeah. So your thoughts on, well, I've gotten all your thoughts. I really don't need to ask you.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. I kind of want to go, but then I
don't. You want to go see the slide?
Yeah. But then I'm like, do I really want to go to nice eyelashes.
I don't know if you want to see the slide.
I don't know if I want to go to freaking North Dakota to
go to. I like South Dakota.
Okay, thanks.
I was just saying, like, I enjoy South Dakota.
Yeah. There's, I don't know. I like ghost towns and, like, abandoned buildings and stuff. I think they're cool.
Should we go do a census?
Yeah, let's go do a head count.
Excuse me, townspeople, please come out. We need to know how many of you live here. See, we have this podcast, and we couldn't find any information on you.
So we came to do an in-person, impromptu head count.
Yeah, you know, I have another week before school starts. I could absolutely take care of this.
All right, you go. Let me know how it turns out.
Yeah,
I have to work.
I'll text you. I'll be like, yeah, so they found the slide. Dot, dot, dot. There's a box of Cheerios that expired last year in the pantry.
Nice. Like it.
Last year as in 2023.
Yeah, gotcha.
Like 2022. So a month ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
Last month, last year. Same difference.
5 days ago, 6 days ago, 7 days ago.
Seven days ago.
A week ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I said a month ago, but it's the 7th. It's January 7th.
Happy January. You're like 1 day ago, 2 day ago, 3 day ago, 4 day ago, 5 day ago, 6 day ago.
I think I started at 5. But any hoodles. Moving on to our next creepy-ish.
I guess the 1 through 4 was implied. Yes. Sorry.
It's typically how it goes. When you hit 5, there's those preceding numbers. Okay. Daphne's looking at me all confused, like, is preceding the right word? I think it is.
Yeah, I don't think it is, but keep going.
it totally is. Anyway, the wandering bus of Philadelphia is my next creepy tale.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, PA. So the city of Philadelphia's Southeastern Pennsylvania Transit Authority, known as SEPTA, has hundreds of buses that take commuters all around the city and the surrounding metropolitan areas. Many travelers take the SEPTA every day to, like, commute back and forth to work, home, whatever, want to go downtown, don't want to drive.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff,
right? Commuting.
Go see the Liberty Bell. Yeah. That's in Philadelphia.
I just want to tell you something. It was, like, really a large shock in my life when I found out that RTD was not a nationwide thing.
No.
It was just, like, a huge shock.
Right.
Of my life.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry that you had to find that information out.
I'm just thinking now about public transit.
Okay.
And I was like, last time we were in Florida, I saw a bus. I was like, that's not an RTD bus. It's like, what are you? You don't even go here.
Okay.
Sorry.
Mean girl reference.
Yes.
Anyway.
She doesn't even go here. Oh, I can't wait to go see the new one.
Okay.
Continue.
Thank you. So many travelers, like I said, they take this SEPTA every single day to get from here, there, and everywhere, right? Because they don't want to drive. But only the forlorn and lost are allowed on the bus to nowhere. According to the locals and those who have ridden the bus.
What are the two buses called?
Forlorn? The Wandering Bus of Philadelphia. But I just said the bus to nowhere because,
just said the forlorn.
Only the forlorn people. Only the forlorn. Like lost souls, like people who are all bummed out and
I didn't know hate what that lives.
You don't know what forlorn means?
No, that's why I was like, so this is another bus you're bringing into the mix?
Gosh, Daphne.
Are we going to jump on the magic school bus too?
Okay, so the saddened, the lost souls, the people that are super extra. The
melancholy people.
Yes, melancholy, super ultra bummed out people, the emo people.
Espresso depressos.
There you go. So those people are the only ones that are allowed on this bus to nowhere, right? And according to the locals and those who have ridden the bus, so apparently there are stories from people who've actually ridden the bus. And I kind of was thinking as I'm saying this story and this previous story that I was like, man, I should have got on Reddit and see what people have to say on Reddit.
You should have.
So maybe I could do a little follow-up something, but I probably won't because then you have to reach out to the Reddit writers.
You could reach out.
Well, sometimes they don't get back to you.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be hard to do.
Anyway.
Shoot them a message.
You know, we've done it before.
I know. I was going to ask you, does this bus have a number, the Wandering Bus?
Let me get there.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm jumping the gun. I have so many questions about this bus.
I figured that you would, and I tried to
answer them. I have so many questions about the stairs. I have so many questions about the bus. I understand the haunted houses. The bus and the stairs. This is where the questions come into play.
Okie dokie.
And the train. Like, now these things are haunted, too? What?
You've never heard of a phantom train before?
No, I have. I was just teasing
you. I'm like, have you ever watched Scooby-Doo?
Yeah. Okay. I kind of live and die by it.
Okay. Gotcha. 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 So where am I going again? Okay. On the bus. They say that the bus has no LCD display. So like, that's like the marquee that tells you like where the bus is going, the bus right. number, the route.
It says Boston. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. All that stuff. Or like, we're going to Howard Street or we're going to Ninth Square or whatever the fuck we're doing. Right. So it doesn't have
next that. Stop Arapaho.
It doesn't have that. And it's not listed on any of the transportation maps, or it doesn't show up on the SEPTA app either. But on the side of the bus, it says SEPTA. So okay. It's a SEPTA bus. But like, other than that, the bus basically just doesn't exist, right?
Uh-huh.
So this bus is also known as Zero or the Wandering Bus.
Weird. Okay.
So it's not the Forlorn Bus.
So it's number zero.
Well,
because it doesn't have a number.
Right. That's what people call it, Zero or the Wandering Bus. The bus has been spotted in West Powelton, Center City, Passyunk, and North Broad in the Dauphin and Glenwood area. So it's been seen like in several different places. Like, it's not just limited to like one area.
Right. Like, that makes sense.
It goes around. So the bus stops for those who are in the depths of despair.
Okay, wait, I have a question for you. I'm sorry. Are those like neighborhoods that surround Philadelphia?
I believe so.
Like the burbs around?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, gotcha.
I didn't look it up, but I'm guessing because it said that
Philadelphia is the city.
Well, so. It said that SEPTA serves the city and the metropolitan area surrounding. So I'm assuming that this SEPTA bus also services the surrounding metropolitan areas.
Okay. Well, that's what I was wondering, if those are the areas around it.
I think okay. so. I believe that would be correct.
Yeah, you should have absolutely looked on Reddit, because I'm curious if anyone has any experiences like in the third Harry Potter film where it's the freaking talking little head things in the bus.
Oh, shit. All right. So the bus stops for those who are in the depths of despair. So the forlorn, the melancholy, the super bummed out, like extra bummed out. Not like just like I had a bad day.
Right.
But like, my life sucks. Blah, blah, blah. And it is said that the bus does one pass. And if it is seen by the lost soul, then the bus makes a second pass. And I'm not talking about a soul like a ghost, but like your soul.
Yeah.
Okay.
Attached to a person.
Yes. A soul attached to a person.
And so then, if the person sees it, then it'll come by again.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't see it, then obviously
it doesn't come back.
It leaves.
Right. So the bus makes the first pass, and then it makes a second pass, and there's no fare to board the bus, but you have to earn your ticket. Sometimes the person is forced to chase the bus, even if it's only for a moment, to prove that they really want to get on the bus, right? But again, they also have to see it on the first and second pass, right?
So they see it on both passes, and mm-hmm. then, okay, do you have any other examples of how people earn their way on the bus?
No, that was the just only one. I think it's just by seeing it. Like, I think that's the first way, is by seeing it, but then people have to like really want to get on there, so you just like
have to chase it down.
Yeah, you have to chase it down.
Like, to be stop like, for me.
Get on. I want to get on the bus. I want to get on this bus that has no information on it. It'll be fine. I'm sure it'll be great.
I'm sure it'll be the best time of my life.
Right? I have no idea where it's going, but let me get
on. My life couldn't get any worse.
Right? Exactly. My life sucks anyway. What the hell could possibly be worse? So the driver, who keeps his or her face concealed and makes no eye contact, but wears the uniform of the SEPTA drivers down to the original blue hat that the drivers once wore.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. It gave me chills just when I read that. The driver apparently somehow has a knack for finding those who need it. The potential riders know immediately and peculiarly that the bus is there to help them. That it's there for them in specific, right? And it's
going
to try to help them find their way, right? So they have two choices. They can either chase the bus or they can ignore it. And if they ignore, the opportunity never presents itself again.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool, actually, but it's super creepy.
So I hope you have some accounts of when people are on the bus.
I'm going.
Good.
I don't have actual accounts, but I just have some more information about what happens when you're on the bus.
some stories, legends, so, rumors.
As they board the bus, an automated voice announces the location from which they're being picked up, but gives no information regarding further stops or the final destination or the final destination.
Or the all final, the way through final, the fifth movie.
Final destination. I think there's six, but I could
all the
be
way
wrong.
Through sixth movie.
Yeah,
might be 15 at this point. They just couldn't fit enough finals in the title,
right? The driver has no interaction other than gesturing for the passenger to take a seat. And again, they don't like look at you. They don't make eye contact. They just
drive,
just there. Yeah. And according to the rumors of those who have ridden the bus, when you get on the bus and sit down, then you fall into a state of deep reflection and drift into a daze or like a dream-like state. This almost trance allows you to see the demons that you need to confront. You will remain on the bus for as long as you need to. In some way, it takes you like where you need to go. So, and while you're riding the bus, every option or scenario to get past your past issues is revealed and logically dissected by the person who's, you know, going through the experience. And only when they realize the error in their ways and they gain the consciousness to see what changes are needed to be made and how to implement those changes, then they snap out of the haze and then they pull that cord that, you know, you signal the bus to stop.
So it sounds like a really deep therapy session in this bus.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, it's kind of, but it's kind of weird.
It is. It's very odd, but it sounds like it's necessary for a lot of people.
Yeah, it sounds like it's necessary. So the driver then will drop you off back where you were picked up, and then you're back to reality. And the rider is said to get off the bus, leaving behind their past trauma and in an enlightened state. But of course, then obviously that's where the work will begin. Because yeah. You've got to actually do what you just figured out that you have to do.
Right.
So, and the ride can last for minutes, hours, days, weeks, and it's even been rumored to last for months or years for those who are, I guess, were like really super duper lost.
So do people, like, they'll go missing for years?
I don't know.
I'm thinking, I'm like, is this a real bus or is this bus a state of mind?
Well, that's the thing is, you know, obviously people just think it's a state of mind, but then people are also saying that it's been spotted in all these different places.
Right.
So, I mean, I guess if you know about it and then you think about it.
Well, so I'm wondering if people get off and on at the exact same place.
No, it picks you up from wherever you're at.
No, I know. But if, like, and then if they get returned to exactly where they left off.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah. No, they get picked up and then the bus takes you back exactly where it picked you up from.
Okay.
Yeah. So it doesn't like go, well, you're here now.
I'm wondering because it almost makes you think of like when people like with alien abduction encounters, right? Mm-hmm. Where they say like, oh, my God, I've been gone for 5 years. And it's like, no, dude, you were just asleep for 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. So, you know, who knows? But it's also rumored that there are other such buses in the other parts of the northeastern United States that operate between dusk and dawn and do the same thing for other lost/forlorn souls in other parts of that region of the country. So
funny. I thought you were referring to forlorn as like a town or like
a bus.
A bus, say no. A bus model.
Nope. So that's it. Those are my two little ones.
I like them. I like them a lot. This has to be a thing. Okay. You got to keep it going.
Okay.
All 50 states.
All 50. And Colorado's already been done because the one that I found about Colorado, which I'm sure I could find more, but like the one, like, because I literally just put in like most creepy facts, scary facts.
About every state.
Unusual facts about all 50 states. And so then it compiled this list. And Colorado was Riverdale Road, which I already did in Haunted Denver Metro. And then the other, Nevada, was Area 51, which you already covered. So though I only have 48 to go, and now I only have 46 to go.
Okay. Gotcha. So, unless you decide to tack on the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico and Guam and whatever other territories there are. Right. I don't know exactly how many
territories. So anyway, yeah, that was it. And I was going to try to do another one, but I just didn't have time because I'm working on now 2 really big cases, which is so dumb of me, but it just happens.
Sometimes it just do be like that.
It happens. And I have ADD. And so it sometimes happens a lot.
It sometimes happens a lot.
Probably, maybe.
Definitely. I love you so much.
Thanks.
I love you too.
You make me laugh. I make myself laugh too, which is great.
That is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no point if you can't laugh at yourself.
No, exactly.
These forlorn people, they should try it sometime.
They should try it sometime. All right, well, that's it. That's all I got for you.
All right, thanks, Mom.
Yeah, you're totally welcome.
See y'all on the slide.
Yep. Happy New Year. Happy 2024. It's going to be a bang-up year for all of us. We're going to have an awesome, wonderful year. We're going to manifest nothing but freaking greatness.
Yep. My word of the year is experience. What's your word?
I don't know. I didn't have one.
You didn't have one?
No, I guess greatness, because I just keep saying it's going to be a great year.
Mine is experience, because, like, as you know, for Christmas, what I got for people was, instead of like tons of shit, whatever, you know, mm-hmm. not the gifts or shit, but, you know, instead
things
of like
that they don't remember that they got next week.
Yeah, exactly. I got them like tickets to events and stuff. That's the Colorado Symphony Harry Potter movie I went to go see last night mm-hmm. was a Christmas gift to my friend Star. But experience is my word of the year, because I want to live and have fun and experience things.
Nice. That sounds awesome. I'm just want to do greatness. I want to do better for me, better for those around me. Just, I want to do better.
I love it.
Want to do better for you guys.
Yes.
Because we love doing this. But all right, that's enough. I'll cry now.
You know where to find us on the gram and the Gmail.
That's Disturbing Podcast. Send us a Gmail. That's disturbingpodcast@gmail.com. I almost forgot our Gmail.
We no longer have a website because no one wanted to visit it.
I think you don't need to go down that road again.
Yeah, I don't. It's fine. It's a new year. Right. I let it go.
I really
clearly.
Did.
Clearly.
No, I did. I let it go. I still pay for the domain because
just in case
we decide to, you know, re-up it again.
Right.
No.
When our greatness takes off and we need a website.
Yeah, and we need to sell merch.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, if you have anything that's like so uberly pressing to send us, please do it. Because there's something I can think of that just happened that I want someone to send us. And she's an influencer now.
Okay.
You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Of course I do.
Although I don't know that I really want to cover it, actually.
Oh, I think you need to.
You think I should?
Yeah, totally. It's totally your kind of case. Because even your dad texted me and was like, oh my God, you guys need to do this. And I'm like, that's a Daphne case. I think he said it in a group text.
He did.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's a Daphne case. And he's like, why is it a Daphne case? Just like that. And then I said, because it's a Daphne case. And that's just how it goes.
All right. Well, then I'll do it. I'll get working on it. Okay, I'll have it ready in the next few that I do.
Okay. Sounds great.
Yay.
All right. Happy New Year. Peace and love and happiness.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Yeah. Peace, love, and happiness.
Bye.